Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus, we finished with part one of Godly Persons. Today, we will begin part two.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today, as we're right back here in the book of Titus. We just started at the last time, and boy, I am so glad to be able to take you through this book. We've been doing this in my church now over a period of about 2 or 3 years. I'm hoping that it doesn't take that long to go through this book here on our radio broadcast. It is just something that we'd have interruptions, we'd have different things, we'd have missionaries in, revival meetings, and so forth. So keeping it together as one, we weren't able to do that as we are on the radio broadcast, and that's once a week, usually on Wednesday nights. And I tell you that if you do not go to church on Wednesday night, in our church, we have a verse-by-verse Bible study. It starts at 7 o'clock Eastern time. It is a church service. We'll have music. And then we'll have a time of prayer. And that'll be followed by teaching from the Word of God. And I usually take a book and go verse-by-verse through that book. You can go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org. That's O-C-A-L-A, Ocala is. So, again, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, if you will do that on a Wednesday night and go right straight to our broadcast, we also have it on our radio station, and you can put our radio station on a app on your mobile device at your appropriate app store. All you have to do is go in and type these letters at your app store. It's a free app. So just go into your app store and type these letters, W-T-Y-G. And if you'll do that, that'll give you an app, and you can listen to that radio station 24/7. We play it here in Ocala. It's our radio station, or should I say it's the Lord's radio station, and he allows us to manage it. And so I hope that you will follow along. We have some great programs on there. Dr. Shelton Smith with Sword of the Lord has his program on there, as well as old guys from the past. I mean, Oliver B. Green, he is on there. And then we have people that you hear some present day that are on a radio station as well, good men of God. But we have Lester Roloff. We have Bob Jones Sr. And in many places that they still play the program, they only play about 5 minutes. We played the full 15 minutes of each program that he recorded. And so you will like that. It comes on at 8:30. And again, that's Eastern time. These times that we record, we're in the Eastern time zone. So I trust that you will remember that. Take it with you. We'd be glad to have you listening in and be a part of our radio audience. As a matter of fact, we were in Israel a couple of years ago, and I had my iPhone with me. I hit the app and was listening to our radio station very clearly. So let me encourage you to do that. We like to have those that listen in. Now, a lot of radio programs ask for a donation, and we don't normally do that. As a matter of fact, we feel like that no tithe should go to the Lamp and Light broadcast, but rather to your local church. Your tithe belongs to the local church of which you're a part. An offering is anything above a tithe. And if you feel like an offering, then that's fine, but pray about it first. Know that God would have you to send it. But what we do covet from you is this. We covet your prayers, and we enjoy your letters. You have no idea what an encouragement it is to get a letter from a listener. Sometimes they'll say how a particular program that day blessed their heart, and that means a lot to us. It really does. I'm pretty sure that's the truth for every other one that broadcasts the Word of God, teaching and preaching it as it is to men as they are. And so I hope that you will do that as well. And then if you're in the Ocala area, if you are visiting Florida during the summertime or any other time of year, because Florida is a year-round, it's pretty nice, okay? We don't have snow here. So you want to come and visit Florida, Ocala, we are at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. That's our mailing address and our zip code. Our announcer usually gives that to you at the end of our broadcast. I'm just saying this now because I would like for you to let us know when something has blessed your heart, something that you want to share with us, and also perhaps something that you would want me to share with our people here that we could pray for you. So whatever it is, we love hearing from our listeners. So please get in touch with us. You can mail us. You can go to our website and email us through the website. So again, let me encourage you to be an encouragement to us, but also to others who rightly divide the Word of God, that preach the Word as it is to men as they are. Send them notes along the way as well. Sometimes you cannot send financial help, and that is understandable. We're not on here for financial help. As a matter of fact, we do not, any of us, Dr. Hopper, who's our radio station manager and really got us on to the radio stations that we're on now as far as that goes, and the internet, especially he developed our internet, Mr. Dick Vaught, who takes all these programs. I'll sit in the sound room here and record for 2 or 3 hours in a row, and then he'll take all of that and break it down into programs. And so although I've preached and taught these very things I'd share with you in church services, we don't take the church service and break it down. We just take it from this. I like to do it over again and have it come to you. But he's in that. Brother Gary Neron, who's our announcer, and others that you've heard announce over the years. We love hearing about what the Lord is doing. None of us receive a salary for this. We know our treasures are laid up in heaven. We do this because we love the Lord, and we want to share the riches of the Word of God with you. So I trust that you will tell others about our broadcast, because that's how the lamp and light grows. If you tell others, it helps us, and it really helping the Lord's work, because we're going to teach His Word. And the main thing is you pray that this preacher will continually to rightly divide the Word of God and preach the Word as it is to men as they are. Well, let's take up now back here in the book of Titus. We're in chapter 1. And I want to read those first two verses here as we start today's broadcast, where we read this: Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, in the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So we have those first two verses there, and I just remember last time when we signed off, we shared with you our last program, the God's Plan of Salvation. But this first introduction, we gave you an overview of the book of Titus, and we gave you an outline for this first chapter. And in this first chapter, we saw, first of all, godly persons in verses 1 through 4. And so that's what we are looking at right now. And godly persons are servants, we pointed out. They're not prima donnas. They are servants, okay? And that's what they are to be. And so I hope that you know that, and that you find that your pastor and the people you know realize they are servants of God. They are not prima donnas. And so that's what we started with, to know that as servants of God, we're led solely by the Holy Spirit, who works in our hearts and works through us by this preserved Word of God, which we believe is preserved accurately, 100% accurately, in the King James translation of the Bible. And I ought to specify 1611, because I do have some problems with the New King James, which we're not going to go into at this time, but I even knew one person that was on the translating board and talked with them about it. But rather than go there, let's take up now where he says in hope, verse 2, of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Now, if you've got pencil and paper, I hope that you will take notes and write some of these references down so that you can follow up. It's always wise to check that what the preacher is saying is right. And in Acts 17:11, those at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. That is wise. I don't care who the speaker is. If they may be one of the best men of God that you ever knew, but always check it by the Word of God. Now, we look here in hope of eternal life. That is not speaking of eternal life being earned. And it's not speaking of eternal existence only. It's speaking of eternal life. Life. Now, there are people, living people, that ended up committing suicide, and some of them had a lot of money. They were rich people, and yet they committed suicide. Well, people say, man, they got the life. Well, they didn't have the life. They ended it. Well, the eternal life the Lord offers is a life that you'll never want to end. Now, the word death, we think of the word death. The word death means separation. It has always meant that. And it was always and will be in God's vocabulary when we die. In other words, our spirit leaves our body and it remains alive. And it will either go to heaven or to hell. See, we were created in the image of God. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, Jesus says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.